In Tampa last night, a variety of people from different constituencies gathered at a public hearing to trash a plan proposed by a Tampa electric company to raise electricity rates. The Public Service Commission will rule early next year on base rate and fuel increases that would increase customers' bills up 21%, or roughly $12 a month. Originally, TECO was going to request a 31% rate hike, but they announced last week that with fuel prices dropping, so would the request for a bump to pay for a fuel increase. J.R. Kelly is an attorney with the Public Counsel for Florida.
TECO, and any other electric utility, is allowed to get money from you, the ratepayer, to pay for their operating expenses, and they are allowed a fair and reasonable rate of return on the amount that they invest in their plant, their assets, whatever. The rate of return on investment, 12%. 12% is what TECO is asking for. We do not believe that is reasonable, and not in today's time.
Hillsborough County School Superintendent Mary Ellen Ilya says the proposed rate increase for TECO would cost the district $10 to $12 million, something she said the school district could ill afford in the wake of budget cuts over the last year.
We're going to end up having to take away services to 191,000 families. And I think it's very important to see that school districts are different customers.
Katie Holton says she's a registered nurse and a director of discharge planning for a 120-bed hospital. She worried about seniors' ability to pay the rate increase.
Very concerned about the elderly, very, because I see it in the hospital. There is no funding out there. You call 211 for, you know, like that. Churches, food banks, they're tapped out. You used to be able to get, like, somebody, oh, I'll pay the electric bill for somebody. That's not true today, because the people who are given are tapped out themselves.
Like Holton, this World War II veteran said being on a fixed income would strain his ability to pay for a higher electricity bill.
My check every month was based on what I was making in 1975, $13,600 a year. I got about half of that because I worked for the post office 31 years. And this is not a lot of money to a lot of people who are working, because they can go to their boss and say, hey, more money, or I go to Jones down the street. I can't do that. I can't work anymore.
A rare voice in support of the rate hike came from Sherry Donahue.
I really don't think there's anybody, you know, waxing their hands together and saying, wow, let's see how much more we can get out of the taxpayer, when in fact, they also are taxpayers and they also are purchasing electricity.
Recently, Tampa City Councilwoman Linda Salcena tried to get the rest of her colleagues in the council to oppose the rate increase.
Tampa Homeowners Association of Neighborhoods came to City Council and the mayor and requested that we speak on their behalf and oppose the proposed rate hikes, because it's just too tough for people in these economic times to be looking at a significant increase in their utility bill.
There are some people in Tampa who think TECO is going too slow and moving towards providing alternative forms of energy, such as Phil Compton with the Sierra Club.
And TECO is one of the major opponents nationally to America adopting a standard that says that by certain year we'll have a certain percentage of our energy coming from clean alternative sources like wind and solar. So TECO is not only not doing anything for us here in Tampa for us utility customers, but nationally, it's standing in the way.